Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's governor has announced a new COVID-19 state disaster declaration that would take effect on November 16th and last an additional 30 days. Governor Dunleavy announced the updated declaration Friday.
So I'm imploring Alaskans again to wear a mask any and all cases when possible. I'm asking you to avoid unnecessary groups and gatherings. I'm asking you to really think about how you conduct your life. If there's anything more you can do to limit your interaction with others that could help transmit this virus. I'm asking us all to work together for the next, it's going to be about 2 months from what we understand with regard to the vaccination. I'm not asking you to go in and hunker down, lock yourselves in and never come out again. I'm not asking for that. I don't think that would be wise. I don't think that'd be good. But I am asking us to avoid situations, wear a mask when we can, wash our hands, do business distantly. I think if we do that, we can get these cases pointed downward.
He made the announcement ahead of the scheduled expiration of the emergency declaration that he issued in March. He says he took action because of a recent rise in virus cases. Republican Senate President Kathy Geisel says the legislature could meet before November 15th to vote on the length of that declaration. Dunleavy had not previously clarified whether he would extend the declaration that prompted the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association to demand action. More details on that can be found at our website at RadioKenai.com. Wintry weather and the warm-up of temperatures Saturday night into Sunday made for a difficult combination as many woke up finding themselves without power Sunday morning, according to Homer Electric Association.
Our weather at that time was we were having some gusty, snowy weather on the northern end of the system here, especially in Nikiski and Kenai. We did have disruption on a transmission line, which is unusual, but that for some reason knocked out power in the Kenai, city of Kenai area. That also knocked out power here to our Kenai office, where our dispatch center is. So that posed some other problems with our outage map and even with our telephone system for a little bit. That storm, though, then continued to disrupt operations or electricity for several areas in the Nikiski area. We called in multiple crews by 4 a.m., and we worked until 7:30 last night. I think we wrapped up. We had several single outages, which we wrapped up last night by 7:30.
That's Bruce Shelley, Public Information Officer with Homer Electric Association, said several power outages happened in Kenai, Sterling, and Nikiski Saturday night into Sunday. He also spoke to KSRM, said that up to 1,500 people were without power Sunday morning between the times of 6 and 7 a.m. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.